Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Let's just jump right in and talk about negativity. I posted a quote on Instagram that basically said, amazing things happen when you distance yourself from negativity. I think it's true. I think it's totally true. When you have negative energy around you and people saying negative things and asking questions in a negative manner and not being uplifting or encouraging, it does something to your spirit. It does something to you if you allow it. And it can hinder you more than it can help you. So I definitely think that there's some truth in that statement. You want to have people around you that, even if they don't know exactly what you're doing or what you're trying to do, they're positive and they're encouraging about whatever it is that you may be doing. They, even if they say the most general things like keep up the good work, everyone loves to hear that type of thing. And it's funny because I got to thinking about this topic of negativity. And one thing that I realized is that when you are trying to do something that is non-traditional and unconventional to those around you, it sometimes makes them uncomfortable. It also sometimes makes people realize the dreams that they didn't go after and the things that they didn't try and do in their life. And that makes people feel some type of way. The main thing that I like to leave you with is that when you're doing something unconventional, don't always count on the people around you, even the people closest to you, being your support system. Sometimes strangers will be your support system before the people around you, because when you're doing something that the people around you are unfamiliar with, it can bring out a negative side in them that maybe you didn't even know that they had, they didn't even know that they had. And sometimes their intention is not really to be negative. They think they have good intentions, but it can come off negative to you. So what I want to leave you with is that the thought that if you look around you and the people around you are doing the typical standard 9-to-5, get it done, you know, grinding every day, and they have negative things to say to you, or you know that they're coming from a place where they don't understand what it is you're doing or what you're trying to do and what you're trying to achieve, I would just say that be patient with them, because they're not accustomed to what you're trying to do. They're accustomed to things going a certain way and being done a certain way. So you can't expect them to immediately embrace what it is you're trying to do. But be hopeful that one day they'll come aboard, they'll see the light, they'll see what you're trying to do, it'll all make sense. And in the meantime, just try and take their questions and their curiosity about what you're trying to do, and sometimes their negativity, with a light heart. Don't let it bring you down, beat you down. Don't let it make you question yourself and what you're doing and what you're trying to do. Just use it as a way to build that thicker skin and make you stronger and more confident in what you're doing and what you're selling, because you're gonna have to sell someone one day on your product, your service, yourself, whatever it is. So you don't have to give your family, friends, or whoever it is that's being negative your sales pitch, but have your key points that you can sort of shut them down with. That's always a good thing to have in your back pocket. So I would just say, be understanding that they may not get it and may not understand where you're coming from initially, but give them time, because they may come around. And that negativity, if you feel like it's too much, stop talking to them about whatever it is you're trying to do, because you don't want to entice them even more to have negative things to say. So stop talking to them. Just stop those conversations, move on with life, find other things to discuss, and it'll make you a lot happier as well. As always, I hope you have an amazing week this week, and be sure to tune in for 7 Minute Sunday every week. And as always, keep killing it.